I am Plant on the Line. This is thecommentary.ca. One of the best reads to hit my email box each day is the Savvy Insider newsletter. If you live in the Greater Vancouver area, I guess we're supposed to call it Metro Vancouver now, it provides need-to-know information about what to do and buy and where. You're not inundated with long-winded reviews. Rather, they're succinct and very often helpful. You will read about great shopping bargains, restaurant reviews, and Echo advice, among other things. As it says on their website, savvyinsider.ca, in 30 seconds it will open a whole new world for you. Savvy Insider is edited and compiled by veteran television and print journalist George Froelich, who joins me this morning. He has worked all over the world, including Chile, the United States, and Ireland, but he's best remembered for his work here in Vancouver at the old Channel 13, as well as at Global Television, where he headed their news and sports divisions. And he was an editor at the Vancouver Sun, among other well-known magazines and papers he's toiled at over the years. Please welcome to the Plant on the Line program the Savvy Insider, George Froelich. Good morning, Mr. Froelich.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. When did the Savvy Insider begin?
It started about 16 months ago. What happened is I broke my leg, and I was basically housebound for about almost 1 year. So I started surfing the net, and I came across a publication in the U.S. called Daily Candy. And basically what it was sort of patterned after the Savvy Insider. So I started researching it more and more, and I thought, well, there's a market for this in Vancouver. Now, there are some newsletters that are similar to mine. Mine is different in that it doesn't offer you sort of what I call retail therapy, which is, oh, everything is great, and why don't you buy this? This is a wonderful product. And there isn't much of a discerning eye cast in those newsletters. And research clearly shows that people don't want that anymore. They're leery of it. And I suspect with the economic downturn we're facing now that that's going to become much more pronounced.
You're retired from television now?
Yes.
Do you miss it at all?
No, because it's changed dramatically and it isn't what it was when I was still working at it, and it's a whole new ball game, and the industry is undergoing major, major changes. There's resistance within it to change, and at the same time, it has to change. The revenues aren't there because the ratings aren't there, and so that causes huge turmoil, as you can imagine, and people are being let go left, right, and center. They're shaving costs like crazy. And it's a real tough game to be in now.
You were at the old Channel 13, I guess CKVU at the time. Were you there at the early days when Daryl Duke and them owned it? Or?
Yeah, actually, I was. I was the executive producer of the old Vancouver show for about a little over a year. And then, as you probably know, the show had this reputation of firing people left, right, and center, and when you worked with Daryl Duke, who was an amazing personality, you were very good in the beginning, and then he would criticize you for everything, absolutely everything. And I knew I was going to be joining the crowd that got fired, so before I got fired, I quit. And I just went in one day and I said, I'm leaving. And to make a long story short, I ended up working at the CBC Journal with Barbara Frum, Peter Mansbridge, and Mark Starwitz as a producer, and I did that for 3 years.
And then you came back to run the whole thing afterwards, right?
Yes, I came back, and by that time, Izzy Asper had taken over, and they asked me to come and run their sports and news operation.
Back to the Savvy Insider, you obviously enjoy doing it. Does it occupy most of your day?
No, on average, I would say I spend about 2.5 to 3 hours a day, and it really is a labor of love. I love doing it. It's fun, and the nicest part about it is you really learn so much about what's really going on and what are the latest trends and what's happening. It's all out there for you, and you know what's quite interesting? People always say to me, well, where do you get all that information from? How do you keep it so fresh? And isn't that tough? I said, no, as a matter of fact, it isn't. The toughest part is saying I'm going to run this and I'm not going to run that. There's so much information out there that's useful to people and interesting that I could write 4 or 5 newsletters a day. The information is out there. It's just that you have to cull it.
And the reaction has been good, I gather. Do you have a large readership?
We're getting close to 500 subscribers, and I started off with 24, and these were basically all friends, and it's all word of mouth, and people find out about it. I don't know how they find out about it, but they do. And I've been getting of late a lot of letters, people saying they like the unique content, they like it's different, it's eclectic, they never know what's going to be in it. And, you know, the demographics are right across the age from the 20s to people in their 50s and their 60s.
I'm trying to ransack my brain, trying to think where I came across it the first time, and I can't recall.
Right.
But it is a daily read for me. It seems that you're at the movies a lot, are you?
Yes, yes. I love movies, and especially I like sort of quirky movies. And, you know, what's interesting, when we were talking about how the media is changing, that's happening in Hollywood, and especially in television, too. The old systems don't work anymore. For example, the ratings for all the big shows have taken major, major drops, both in Canada and the U.S. And what's happening, the cable channels in the U.S., one of my favorite shows is Mad Men. And that particular show has gotten won a couple of Emmy Awards, which is unheard of. And the cable channels in the U.S., they've got a much smaller audience, but they're the ones who are taking the risks. They're the ones who are producing the amazing shows that people are starting to watch. So there's a whole major shift taking in television viewing patterns, where the big, broad-based shows that appeal to everybody and really don't matter much about anything, those days are gone, and people are into the niche programming where they can get a really edgy show. And there's enough out there that if you don't like one particular edgy show, you can watch another one. And what's happening also at the same time, the creative sparks that used to drive Hollywood, both for television and the movies, is gone, because with box office receipts down and television viewing patterns are down, the executives are taking much more closer look at what's being produced and that sort of thing. So a lot of the major talent is no longer wanting to deal with the major studios, both for television and movies, and they're going to independent producers.
Have you taken anything in at the film festival yet?
No, I have not.
Are you surprised at not just the film festival, but other events like that happen over time in this city, in this area, that they're quite popular?
Well, I mean, that goes back to people are becoming much more discerning in their taste. And when you can imagine, if you're overloaded with sort of broadly based stuff, sooner or later you're going to get tired of it, because it's predictable, you know what's coming down the line. Sometimes the storylines are so out far-fetched that you sort of say, well, you know, that's not really reality, I don't buy that stuff. And at the same time, which wasn't the case before, you got these smaller niches that are being developed. So you have, I recently did an interview with a filmmaker who's, one of his movies is being shown here at the Vancouver Film Festival, and he's marketing the film all on his own. He's bypassing the traditional marketing distribution companies that are responsible for getting the movies into the theaters. And that's a new trend that's happening, and we're seeing more and more of that, and for the most part, it's all due to the internet.
To talk to me about just how the site comes together. It's not just you who does all the writing, is that right? I see contributors from time to time.
Yes. Well, in the early stages, I was doing all the writing myself. Now, so gradually, I've picked up some people that I know to do some columns, and I want to do some more of that. And you know what's also interesting, Joe, is the fact that a lot of the ideas come from people that are readers. They'll make me aware of an event or say, well, have you considered that? Or what about this? What about that? And so you're trying to make it more interactive. And, you know, I pride myself on responding to every email that I get, even if it means saying no. And you know what's interesting? People always really, really appreciate that. Because one of the things I've learned, which is another interesting thing about the world of business, you'd be surprised how many times if I ask for a picture from a company, some of them well-known brands, they don't even bother responding to you, you know. But that's interesting. The ones that are really savvy and are with it, those companies, and some of them are major companies, they respond. That you get a response to your email, and yet some other ones can't even bother acknowledging it. And so I find it ironic that a lot of business people are always complaining, well, you know, we can't do any business, we can't do any business. Well, my theory is you can always judge something by sometimes the small things, and not responding to an email, to me is a small thing, but it's significant in how the company views itself and how it deals with its customers.
We've been talking with George Froelich. I think we've neglected to mention the good part about the Savvy Insight, and that it's free.
That's right. You get it Monday through Friday, and it's about 5 items, and I try to focus in on sort of restaurant reviews, shopping, and then I try to pick up a lot of stuff that's on the internet, try to bring musicians into the foreground that may not have a huge profile, review the movies, review websites that are helpful to people, and also bring people stuff, you know, that they normally wouldn't get in the daily newspaper. And, you know, it of late, and I'm going to be doing this on Friday for the Living Green edition, the amount of changes that are going to come in cars is utterly mind-boggling.
I want to talk about that. I was reading several weeks ago now, you got rid of your car?
No, I didn't. That was a reader. She got rid of her car, and she sent me an email saying, you know, I got rid of my car, and here's the program, and she just was telling me that, and she was responding to something that I had written. I can't remember specifically what it was, and I thought, well, what an interesting story. Here's a woman who decides that she wants to get rid of her car and use her bike. So I asked her if she'd mind writing an item for the Savvy Insider, which she did, and she sort of detailed how she went about and how her life has changed by using a bike and using public transportation instead of using her car.
I don't recall the name of the program. People can look it up. I'm sure they can search your site.
It's called Scrap It.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
And you can get rid of your old car, and in return you either get credit for a new car, a more environmentally friendly car, or in her case, credit for a bike.
That's correct.
And you can also get transit passes if you so
for a whole year, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, when she told me that, there's a good example that I didn't even know about it. Now, when you think about it, how many people are converting to using their bikes and commuting and everything, I haven't seen any of that in the daily papers. And, you know, that is, I hate to say this, but a lot of the daily media is really out of touch with what's happening out there. And that's where bloggers, sites such as yourself, you're bringing people a perspective that they want to hear about, but unfortunately, for one reason or another, you know, it's not being brought to them. I just read a report on the weekend, which was commissioned by a major research organization, the number of green jobs that are going to be created in the next 10 years, like, it's in the millions. Well, I didn't see anything in any of our papers in Canada about it. So you got to say to yourself, why isn't that being covered? Why isn't it being covered, the amount of the different cars that are being produced? All this, for example, on 60 Minutes last night, I saw a piece about a car called Tesla, which is an electric car, and it's the founder of it is the fellow who founded PayPal. Well, this is going to have a major impact, and they're starting to produce cars and all of that. And he's just the tip of the iceberg, and yet you don't see any of that kind of coverage. And yet the car is one of the most common forms of transportation that people have, and they can relate to it. So why aren't they being told about all the changes that are taking place?
I want to close, George, by asking you for a restaurant review. I live in Vancouver, so I'm wondering if you have a one that you recommend in Vancouver. By the way, when you do restaurant reviews, what is it that you're looking for most?
What I'm looking for most is, like, one of my hobbies is cooking. So I really look to big, bold flavors, and, you know, and then you judge the food. Is it very, very good? Then you look at it. Is it reasonably priced? And then, of course, the service.
And is there one that stands out for you that you went to recently here in Vancouver?
Well, there's, you know, it depends the price point you're looking at, but there's one that I thought was very, very good. It's the Italian Kitchen on West 4th. It's by the Global Group. You get excellent food, great service, and my wife and I went there for lunch, and it could have been dinner. We had enough food. And if I remember correctly, the bill came in under $50, which is pretty amazing. And this is a top-notch restaurant.
This is one of the good things about the newsletters, that you get tips like this at the restaurants that you're unfamiliar with, perhaps, or have never been to, but because George and his wife went to it, you can sort of get a good idea of it, and perhaps you'll go yourself. George, I appreciate you taking the time to join us today, and we'll continue reading the newsletter.
Okay, great.
The website is savvyinsider.ca. Go over there and subscribe to it. It's free and highly useful. For the commentary, I'm Joseph Lutton.